You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Karen Mabon is a London-based Scottish designer and illustrator known for her colorful and playful silk scarves. Her eponymous label was launched in 2013 after Karen attended the Royal College of Art. Often adorned with animals, the bright and whimsical pieces all tell a story and play to the imagination. Karen's designs are stocked by a number of top retailers worldwide, including Anthropologie, Bloomingdale's, and Harvey Nichols. Her collection has grown to include cashmere scarves, silk sleepwear, and cushions, with plans to introduce more homewares and women's clothing this year. Karen is also now working on a collaboration with the French department store Monoprix and a new product line to coincide with the launch of the Peter Rabbit film early next year. More now from Karen Mabon herself.
I just left the Royal College of Art and I worked very briefly for a high street brand working in the jewellery department, which was interesting and fun and completely different to what I do now. But I felt like everything was so dictated by trends and what they kind of wanted to see that just I felt really like I wanted to kind of do my own thing, and I had loads of ideas for things that are a bit maybe more creative or that I couldn't fully do in the high street brand. So I left and I had an idea for my own business, which took a lot longer to get off the ground than I thought it would. I just got a job waitressing in the beginning. So I'd graduated from the Royal College of Art and had a few months working in industry and then left and did some part-time work and then kind of used that money to start the business, really. I felt like there was a big gulf in the market between sort of high street prints, which were quite derivative, and then designer things, which were what I really liked but couldn't afford. And I wanted to make something. Well, the landscape when I graduated was very bleak and very minimal. It was post-recession, everything was really clean and plain and there was no print. And I felt like there was the space for something a bit more fun and a bit more creative. I studied goldsmithing, which was a really bad idea because I'm really clumsy and can't make anything. And I'd always been really good at drawing, but I never really thought that that could be something I could turn into something wearable. I liked making objects and things, but I just wasn't very good at it. So when I was at the Royal College of Art, I got quite into digital printing, and I really liked how kind of reactive and responsive you could be with it. You could make designs and kind of get them churned out really quickly, whereas with screen printing, which I'd done before, it'd always been quite labour intensive. So I experimented a lot with digital printing, and that's what I started doing. And it was, in the beginning, the technology was quite, it wasn't great, and the first scarves I made were kind of really vibrant on one side and the back would be completely white. But as I kind of learned more about it and learned about the fabrics and what to print on, it got a lot easier. I had this idea that you could just open a shop online and then people would immediately buy things. And obviously that's not the case. I created an online shop, which anyone can do now. It's a really great time for starting a business online, especially if it's like a consumer goods company. But I just thought I could open it and then that would be it and I would sell loads. But I had all the stock ready and it just didn't happen. It just took a lot longer to kind of gain a following and a reputation. And I heard the statistic that people have to see things 5 times before they buy it. And I definitely think that's true, because I think people have to get to know your brand. And especially if it's a luxury product that's a bit more expensive, they have to see it and covet it and want it and save up money. I definitely do that when I buy products. So it took a while. And I think the other thing that took a lot longer than I thought was for department stores to become interested enough to place an order in the product. I thought you could just sort of send somebody a line sheet and pictures of your products and they would place an order immediately, but obviously that doesn't happen. In the beginning, I sold a lot to regional boutiques and smaller stores, which was really important, and they were really key in kind of getting the product out there and gaining awareness. And also sort of other department stores and magazine editors, they visit stores and it's a chance for them to see your product in real life and in a kind of context that you want it to be with other brands. I kind of did a lot of my own press in the beginning as well because I didn't have any money. So I just emailed a lot of editors and found them online and sent out a press release. And that was quite good at kind of gaining a bit of exposure. I think there's a nostalgia in the print that people warm to. I think the way that it's, I try and draw things and use colour in the way that people did in the sort of 50s and 60s when screen printing was, and lithography were about. I think that the subject matter is nostalgic as well. I like to create prints where people feel like they have a personal connection, whether it's, oh, well, that looks like my guinea pig, or I had these toys when I was a child, or something that reminds them of a particular place. And I try and make things that are different, that you kind of feel like you see them and you just have to have it, even though it's maybe a bit more than what you would normally pay for something. Yeah, at the moment we sell to about 30 different countries worldwide. We stock in Liberty, Bloomingdale's in America, Nordstrom, and a driving force of our brand is commissions and collaborations. So that's something that's been great at gaining more exposure. We've worked with DreamWorks and some paraphernalia around the new Minions film, and most recently we've done a collaboration with Buckingham Palace, which was really cool, for their garden shop in the summer. At the moment, we're trying to build the online business, which is doing really well, and trying to sort of balance that with the wholesale business, creating new collections and expanding into different product markets. That was really difficult as well in the beginning, because obviously I didn't have any idea what I was doing and tried to make everything myself. But then I quickly realised that in order to scale up, I would need to find a factory or someone to make it for me. So I emailed a whole bunch of factories in Italy and nobody really got back to me, but I booked a flight and went and met one, and he agreed to do quite small minimums in the beginning, which was really helpful from like a cash flow point of view. So everything's made in Italy now. The scarves are made in Italy, and that's really nice relationship with the factory. They're really, really amazing quality. But I've noticed that every time we make a new product, it does go back to the beginning and you have to product develop all over again. But quality is really important to me, so I don't really mind. It's about kind of finding really reliable manufacturers and building up good relationships.
Thank you very much to Karen Mabon for coming in to share her story. This show was mixed and edited by Alex Port Felix. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.